Hello, coaches and basketball enthusiasts. Welcome to the Coach Carvalho Podcast, the podcast that explores the world of statistically based basketball strategies and bold training methods. I'm Coach Carvalho, your host, and in today's episode, we will explore the imperative need for coaches to reevaluate their defensive rotation strategies in today's basketball. My perspective on traditional man-to-man defense is rooted in the belief that the conventional help side rules are outdated and ineffective in today's game. Many teams still utilize rotation strategies designed for an era when the three-point shooting was not as prevalent and efficient as it is today. In today's game, where the three-point shooting has become a primary offensive weapon, conventional defensive rotations are often ineffective. The prevalence of drive and kick and pick and roll plays in today's basketball has exposed the flaws in traditional defensive rotation tactics, making it easier for offenses to score efficiently, particularly from beyond the arc. My contention lies in the realization that conventional help side rules are no longer effective in the face of modern offensive tactics. The increasing dominance of the drive and kick has exposed the limitations of traditional defensive rotations, rendering them obsolete. My opposition to traditional defensive rotation strategies stems from their failure to align with the primary goals of a statistically based defensive system. Instead of focusing solely on helping to contain drives to the basket at the cost of leaving a three-point shot open, teams should prioritize reducing the opponent's point production per possession by defending the three-point shot. So why the shift? The rise of the three-point shooting and dynamic offensive plays has rendered conventional defensive rotations inadequate. It is time to break free from tradition and adopt a proactive defensive approach. By prioritizing strong perimeter defense and strategic interior positioning, teams can disrupt the opponent's offensive flow and tip the scales in their favor. Consider this scenario. A team that relies on driving to the basket may require three possessions to score 6 points, while a team emphasizing three-point shooting can achieve the same point total in just 2 possessions. By deviating from traditional defensive rotation rules and prioritizing perimeter defense, teams can reduce the opponent's perimeter scoring and require the opposing team to have more possessions to score the points necessary for a win. Coaches, it is crucial to resist the temptation to yield to traditional defensive rotations. When facing teams that are perimeter-oriented and rely on the three-point shot as their main offensive weapon, instead, focus on defending perimeter players and the three-point shot without sagging in the lane to discourage and contain drives to the basket. To all coaches out there, the message is clear. In today's basketball, embracing proactive defense is not just advisable, it is essential for success. Adopting a proactive defensive strategy where teams prioritize action over reaction is essential in today's basketball. By building a strong defense as the foundation of the game plan, coaches can increase their team's chances of success and level the playing field against any opponent. In conclusion, reevaluating defensive rotation strategies is not merely a suggestion. It is a crucial call to action. By transcending traditional boundaries and adopting a proactive defensive approach, coaches can pave the way and lead their teams toward unparalleled excellence on the court. Well, coaches, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you found today's episode insightful, please show your support by leaving your likes and comments on our podcast website. Your feedback helps us to continue bringing you valuable content, and your engagement is vital in attracting on-site advertisements. Remember that you can access our podcast on various platforms, including TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Just search for Coach Carvalho Podcast to catch up on all of our episodes. Coaches, I look forward to having you as our guest on our next episode. Remember that controlling point production per possession and possession time is the key to success in basketball. Until next time, keep innovating your coaching with daring strategies, strong defenses, and resounding victories. This is Coach Carvalho signing off.